you got the energy, I need you to stand if you're able. And if you're able, I guarantee you, you have never started the message this way before. I need you to find a partner, okay? Start out with. You need two people to be paired up, okay? Okay, it's nothing extravagant, so it can. You need two. You need two. So has anybody got an odd one? Okay, Bill, you come here. You and I'll do it. All right. Well, what I need you to do is do rock, paper, scissors, and whoever wins three wins. Okay? So rock, paper, scissors. Remember that? Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, you go one, two, three, and then you either do rock, paper, or scissors. Now, do you remember who wins? If rock or paper covers rock, scissors cut paper,
and rock
break scissors. Okay, so if you got any questions, never thought about this little hiccup. Okay, all right, here we go, Bill. Okay, you got to do one, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, you're one. One, two, three. Okay, one, one. One, two, three. Okay, two, one. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, I won. Oh, thank you. All right. Now, has anyone ever started the message this way before? Okay, now, do you have a winner in each pair? Okay. Okay, well, you got to go through it. Go. The first one to three wins. So everybody make sure. Now, the loser sits down. Okay? The loser sits down. Okay, you're a loser. Okay, now I need you to pair up with somebody else. I need you to pair up with somebody else. Does everybody have somebody to pair up with? Okay, Larry, you're up here, buddy. I'm a winner. Okay, now determine a winner there, first to three. Okay, one, two, three. Well, I usually do one, two, three, and then, okay? So one, two, three. Okay, you won. One, two, three. Rock, okay. One, two, three. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, I'm sorry. One, two, three, done. One, two, three, done. One, two, three. Todd.
What was that, paper?
Paper. Oh. We're stuck. Ha! I won. Okay. So who's left winners? Okay, we got three? Okay. I really didn't want to play this, but come on here. Everybody's on Facebook's going, what in the world? Okay, John, you come on up. Okay, now we're going to have a grand champion here, all right?
I guess.
Okay. All right, you ready? We'll go one, two, three, and then you show it on the fourth, okay? One, two, three. Well, on the fourth.
Just want to check.
One, two, three.
Four.
What's that, paper or scissors?
Scissors.
Okay, we're tied. One,
two, three, four.
Okay, I'm one. No, I was paper. I beat you.
Oh,
I covered you,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to cheat. Two. Ha! I won again. It's the two delays. Okay, all right. This is for the championship of the world. I just. Okay, ready? We do one, two, three, and then you show. One, two, three.
I got
Okay, shall we pray? I got one. I got two. Two. Okay. Champion of the world! Wow. I'll take my prize in $100 bills, please. I wasn't even going to play. But you say, why in the world are we playing rock, paper, scissors? Now, have you remember what we, in general, have been talking about on Wednesday nights? The Lord is my... Tonight... The Lord is my rock. Do that with me. The Lord is my rock. Come on, some of you asleep. The Lord is my rock. Now, we talked about already, remember, we talked about the Lord is my strong tower. And then we talked about the Lord is my shield. Okay, like you're holding up a shield like this, okay? And tonight, the Lord is my rock. Now, I realize in that game, the rock can be beat, but you know what? The rock crushes the scissors, right? So when you think of a rock, I thought of three S words that basically I can use to describe, and I believe it fits in Scripture with what a rock, when it says the Lord is our rock, what a rock represents. Number one, it represents strength. Number two, it represents stability. And number three, it represents shelter. So we sang tonight, right? Rock of Ages. So you remember that commercial? Was it the Rock of Gibraltar? Remember that? It was an insurance commercial, and it's like, that's strength, that's stability. And in cases, a lot of times in Scripture, it talks about a shelter as well. So can you say those three words with me? A rock represents strength, stability, and shelter. One more time. A rock represents strength, stability, and shelter. And we're going to be talking about that tonight, okay? So I want you to, I want to make sure you're awake, alert, and enthusiastic. Say, preacher, it's one of the weirdest sermons I've ever heard. Okay, that's all right. I want you to get this. We talked about the Lord is my strong tower. Do this. The Lord is my strong tower. That's not just for kids. It's for everybody. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield. And tonight, the Lord is my rock. Okay, we're going to be looking at Psalms, and that's where we've been at. First of all, point number one, our Lord is the only rock. Our Lord is the only rock. If you got your Bible, Psalm 18, if you turn to Psalm 18, we're going to be turning to a bunch of different passages, okay? Psalm 18, and there's no way we can cover everything in all these verses, because I meant to mention to you, rock or rocks is used in the King James Bible 26 times in the book of Psalms. 26 times, okay? So first of all, point number one, our Lord is the only rock. Psalm 18, verse 31. Psalm 18 and verse 31. It says, for who is God save the Lord? So who really is God? Well, it's the Lord. He's the only one. And then it says, or who is a rock save our God. So who is a rock except our God? So our Lord is the only true rock. How many of you get the point that we need strength sometimes? Okay, I get that. How many of you get the point that in a world that's so crazy, and sometimes we get knocked off our feet by the circumstances that happen and the crazy way people might treat us and all that, how many of you need something to give you stability? I do. I need strength. I need stability. And sometimes I just need some place to go that I know that I'm safe. And the only true place to find stability and safety and strength is in the Lord. As our rock, our Lord is the only rock. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful when this world goes crazy. I mean, yesterday was a very trying day for our community, if you knew anything about that. Very trying day for AJ. AJ was very good friends with this Ryan Lance. Very good friends, it sounds like. Maybe even best friends. and to hear and go all that was going through, where he got hit in the parking lot of Liberty High School and was killed, and then, you know, I mean, you're like, wow. I mean, golly. When Ryan woke up yesterday morning, I don't believe he thought this is going to be my last day on earth. But he knew Jesus, and we know where he is. And for a Christian, leaving this world is actually graduation, promotion day, right? But now we're left here with, like, what? You know, and families are like, what? Where do we go? Where do we find stability? Where do we find strength? Where do we find shelter? And friends that knew him, where do we? In the Lord. In the Lord is the only place to find these things. I'm thankful that our Lord is the only rock. Now, do you think people sometimes try to find things that they think is a rock? I mean, sometimes drugs. I think of alcohol. People think they're going to find stability in a relationship. Or some people say, well, I got job security. And then next week I get laid off. I mean, I'm saying these things don't give you but temporary, perhaps even temporary, maybe not even that, but a temporary, at best, stability or strength or shelter. I'm telling you, the only true stability we have in life is through the Lord. The only true strength we have in this life is through the Lord. The only true shelter that we can find is in the Lord. And guess what? That Lord is my Lord. That's the next point. Our Lord is my personal rock. You say, really? 9 times in this book of Psalms, the Lord is called my rock. You know, he's not just some God, some theory that somebody had. Say, well, there's probably some God up there. Maybe. Let's think about it a little bit. He's a real God, and he's a personal God. And he's a personal rock. Let's look at some of these. Some of you look at me like, I'm crazy. Really? It's called my rock? Yeah, it is. Chapter 18, if you're there already, look at verse 2. Chapter 18, Psalm 18. It says, the Lord is, right there it is. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Now, it goes in this big, long list, but notice... Right there in verse 2, the first one that's mentioned, the Lord is my rock. My rock. You know, really this old world and the old devil can take away everything I have. I mean, really, he can even take my life, but you can't take away my God. And you can't take away my salvation because it's real. I'm thankful that our Lord is my personal rock. Look at verse 46 of that same chapter. Verse 46 of the same chapter. It says, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Whoa, let the God of my salvation be exalted. Well, that's about enough to be shouting, isn't it? To know that in this crazy world where everything is so unpredictable and so wobbly, it seems. You know, I had a couple of business trips down to Louisiana, when I worked for a machine company in their engineering department in Barboursville, West Virginia. Eventually, we were kind of bought out and kind of had a sister company down in Houma, Louisiana. Houma, Louisiana. H-O-U-M-A, Houma, Louisiana. As best I can tell, it's about as far south in Louisiana as you can get and still have any substance to the ground. And you know, down there, the ground was not solid. I mean, the ground was a little bit mushy like this. I was thankful for the mountains in West Virginia and some stability. I'm thankful at a time like that for a rock. Now, you see, life is a lot like Houma, Louisiana. I went down on an alligator tour. That was pretty cool, too. Alligator tours out in the bayous. But one thing that sticks in my brain, it's probably like New Orleans that's below sea level. So everything's a little mushy like this. That's not the way our God is. Our God is solid. Our God is a rock. Life is a lot like this, but our God is not. He is stable, he is strong, and he is my shelter. So the Lord is my personal rock. Look at chapter 28 and verse 1. If you got your Bible open there, just flip over to Psalm 28, verse 1. We'll just hit them and run. Hit them and run. 28 verse 1, it says, unto thee, this is Psalm of David, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. So listen to me. You are my rock, he says. Look at chapter 31 and verse 3. Chapter 31 and verse 3, another Psalm of David, it says, for thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Look at chapter 42 and verse 9. Chapter 42 and verse 9. It says, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, we all are a lot like this psalmist sometimes. We're like, Lord, where are you, right? But he called him God, my rock. I don't know about you. This kind of excites me a little bit. I'm not a shout and raise my hand, praise the Lord, shout hallelujah type of person very often. But this excites me to know that in this crazy world, with all the crazy, I'm not counting you in this, but all the crazy people that I'm around in this world and I have to share this world with and all the crazy circumstances that happen, I'm thankful that I have a personal rock. And it's God. I have strength, stability, and shelter because of that. Look at chapter 62. Chapter 62. And verse 2. It's another Psalm of David. He said, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. You know, David makes it very clear, he only is my rock. I'm not going to depend on anything else for stability, strength, and shelter other than my Lord. Look at verse 6. He says, he only is my rock. He says it again, in my salvation, he is my defense. I shall not be moved. Chapter 71, verse 3. Total of 9 times it mentions my rock in particular. The Lord is my rock. 71, verse 3. It says, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Chapter 92, verse 15, last reference we want to look at. Chapter 92 and verse 15. It says, to show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. The Lord is my rock. That's what we're talking about tonight. Can you do that with me? Lord is my rock. The Lord is my rock. That's pretty good. Number one, our Lord is the only rock. Number two, our Lord is my personal rock. Number three, our Lord as my rock is much greater than I. Chapter 61, verse 2. Chapter 61, verse 2. Notice this. This is an interesting verse. 61, verse 2. It says, this is the Psalm of David. We looked at it there. Actually, we looked at chapter 62. This is chapter 61. Psalm of David here also. It says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Ooh, I'm glad I don't have to depend upon myself to get me through this world. I'm glad I don't have to depend upon myself to be stable and to have my own strength. You know, the world says you can do it. Just put your mind to it. It's amazing how much inner power and inner strength you have. You hear that, right? I'm thankful that I don't have to rely upon my power. I'm thankful that I can rely upon the rock that is much greater than I. It says that is higher than I. David recognized that God, my rock, is higher than me. He is stronger than me. He is more stable than me. He is a shelter for me. I'm thankful for that. So our Lord is the only rock. Number two, our Lord is my personal rock. Number three, our Lord as my rock is much greater than I. Number four, our Lord is my strong rock. Our Lord is my strong rock. Notice in Psalm 31, verse 2. Psalm 31, verse 2. Psalm 31, verse 2. Again, a Psalm of David. David. It says, bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. I don't know. It seems to me that, and I think this is probably a true statement, probably the older you get, the more you realize you need the Lord's strength. Because we sometimes feel a little bit weaker, right? We may not have the energy. We hopefully have more wisdom and saying, I can't do it myself. I need to rely upon the Lord. But David says there that the Lord is, be thou my strong rock. 62 verse 7, chapter 62 and verse 7. Notice what it says, chapter 62 and verse 7. It says, this again, a psalm of David. He says in verse 7 of chapter 62, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Aren't you thankful that our Lord is my strong rock?
Amen.
Strong rock. So the Lord is my rock, what we're talking about. Go ahead and say that with me. The Lord is my rock. Come on now. The Lord is my rock. I want to hear that smack at the end, okay? The Lord is my rock. Our Lord, number one, is the only rock. Number two, our Lord is my personal rock. Number three, our Lord, as my rock, is much greater than I. Number four, our Lord is my strong rock. Number five, and there's only six. Number five, our Lord is the rock of my salvation. Our Lord is the rock of my salvation. Turn to Psalm 89. Psalm 89, verse 26. Psalm 89, verse 26. Notice what it says. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. You know, that's pretty big. As the rock of my salvation. You know, I don't want a little pebble of my salvation. I don't want the quicksand of my salvation, do you? I don't want something wimpy. I want the rock of my salvation. I want my salvation to be based upon something that is strong, don't you? Something that is stable. You know, because God is stable and He is a rock, my salvation is stable. My salvation is secure because of Him, not because of who I am. I don't know about you. I'm an old rotten sinner, and I still am an old rotten sinner, aren't you? And if it was based upon me, I could lose my salvation. But it's not. It's based upon my God and His strength as a rock. He is called the rock of my salvation. Aren't you thankful for that? I don't know, but some days you wake up and you just don't feel saved. You ever had those days? I don't like mornings too well. Some of you love mornings. I mean, your morning, you go to, but I figured out most of you morning people go to bed really, really early. And you might miss something in the night. But, you know, I've seen these shirts, you know, like a cat rolling over or something that says, I don't do mornings. I do mornings, but it's not my preference. I'm a night owl. I have been my whole life. I'm a night owl. But most of you morning people, you miss a lot at night too. I miss maybe some things in the morning by not being a morning person. But let me tell you, I am thankful that God is my rock. When I wake up, whether it be morning, early, late, I don't care. Whenever I wake up sometimes, and you probably the same way, you may not feel saved. But thankfully, my salvation is not based upon my feelings. My salvation is based upon the fact of what Jesus did for me. And I put my faith in the fact of what Jesus did for me. And therefore, because my God is solid and my God is a rock, and salvation is based upon the rock, which is my God, it is solidly placed upon Him. Does that make sense? Now, don't get too excited now. You know, don't raise your hand or anything. You may. I'm just joking. Psalm 95. God lays you, raise your hand, you raise your hand. All right, Psalm 95 and verse 1. The Lord is the rock of my salvation. It says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. That's not right one. Let's see. 95:1, verse 1, I skipped it. I went down to verse 2. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. You know, it ought to put a song in our heart to know that my salvation is based upon the rock of God. So we ought to be able to sing. I don't care. God really doesn't care if you sing beautifully or you just make a joyful noise. Seriously. I just think we ought to do it from the heart. Don't you? I think God, I don't care how bad off key you might be. I think when God hears it, if it's coming truly from the heart, God is going, boy, isn't that pretty. Purdy, P-U-R-T-Y, Purdy. Number six, the Lord is my rock. Number one, we looked at our Lord is the only rock. Number two, our Lord is my personal rock. Number three, our Lord as my rock is much greater than I. Number four, our Lord is my strong rock. Number five, our Lord is the rock of my salvation. And number six, our Lord is a stable rock. Notice this, our Lord is a stable rock. Look at Psalm 27, verse 5, almost finished. Psalm 27 and verse 5. Psalm 27 and verse 5. You'll get the sense in these two verses in Psalms that we look at that it's emphasizing the idea that God as our rock is stable. It says in verse 5, again, a Psalm of David, 27:5, it says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the stability which is God? Nothing like it. Nothing like that stability that is the Lord. Have you ever seen now? I'm kind of going to ruin the analogy here. You know, really, I've done a little bit of research on this. There really is no such thing as quicksand. You know, there really is no such thing as quicksand. I mean, I just something I was flicking through the other day. It was like an old Western black and white, and this kid was about ready to go down, and he's going lower and lower and lower. And fortunately, the guy saved him, but I think what happened, I don't think I even kept watching it, but I think what happened, the guy got him out but then fell in himself, and then, you know, dum 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 dum. But actually, quicksand is really a fallacy. But if it were real, how grateful do you think those people would be to be on something solid? It's like, wow. And really, I can tell you this: even though there's no such thing as physical quicksand, there are a lot of things in life. Actually, everything in life is pretty unpredictable, like quicksand, and very unstable. But I'm thankful that I have the solid rock, which is the Lord. The Lord is a stable rock. Last reference we're going to look at, Lord willing, Psalm 40, verse 2. Psalm 40 and verse 2. Psalm 40 and verse 2. The Lord is a stable rock. It says, "He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay," and people use this a lot to describe where we are as sinners. You know, we're in a horrible pit. We're in the pit of sin, and we're going to die. We're going to stay there. We're going to be mired in that. We're going to die and leave this world and be separated from the Lord. But notice what it says. "He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet up on a rock and established my goings." To me, these two verses just shout at me, guess what? Our God is stable. Our God provides stability in life. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? You know, I was thinking about rocks in my own life, and some of you think my head is made of rock, but that's okay. That's all right. But, you know, I was thinking about two notable rocks that I can remember in my life. One of them was right near my home. Because we had this big, me and some neighbor kids and my sister, we'd go up. There used to be a truck stop up the road a little bit from us. And we could go through the woods and go to this truck stop, and they had candy in the truck stop. So you could go in and buy candy. And sometimes it seemed like the other kids always had more money than we did, but fortunately they shared. So we'd get a little bag of candy. I can't believe what candy costs now, can you? It's crazy. I was asking Joe, her dad, 94 years old, I said, "How much was a candy bar, like a full-size candy bar?" He was saying about a nickel. I think I remember when they were a quarter. And now, golly, how much are they, Amy? Yeah, you're lucky to get them for a dollar and a quarter. That's a good price now. Only five times. That's only about 500% inflation since I was a kid. Now, if I can just remember where I was going with this. But we'd get candy, and after we'd go up, we could walk through the woods and get there pretty much. And then we'd walk back through the woods, and they had these couple big rocks. And we'd get up on top of the rock, and we'd have a candy picnic. And, you know, that rock, as I think about, we weren't worried about, I wonder if this rock is going to fall over. I mean, we're talking about a huge rock. You know, probably longer than this row of seats and probably five, six rows back. I mean, it was a huge rock, and there was another rock next to it, and there was a little place you could walk between them. And best I remember, there used to be like a tree going across, and sometimes you could walk across that tree to get to the rock, or you could climb up the rock. But we weren't sitting there wondering, I wonder if this rock is going to move. No, we were sitting there eating our candy. You know, it's really the way we can be as Christians. We don't have to worry about, well, I wonder if God, my rock, is going to move. He's not going to move. And the second rock I can remember is a Camp Cowan. How many of you ever been to Camp Cowan? Anybody here ever been to Camp Cowan? It's a Baptist camp with the American Baptist, the West Virginia Baptist in particular. And I grew up going to that camp. You know, every weekend, every summer, that is, for one weekend. And one year I went for the whole week, senior high. And I remember they encourage you to do your devotion time. And there's a rock there, a big rock they call Elephant Rock. And it was near the cabins for the boys. And sometimes I'd go there, at least a few times I went there and I on the rock and, you know, read my Bible, had my devotion. Now, I wasn't sitting there wondering, I wonder if this rock is going to hold me. I wonder if this rock is going to topple and I'm going to die. No, I just sat there reading my Bible. And we can have that confidence that our God, as our rock, is strong. That our God, as our rock, is stable. And that our God, our rock, can shelter us from anything we need to be protected from. I don't know about you. That sounds like a kind of God I want. I'm thankful that's the kind of God I have. So if you're a Christian tonight, I'll be the first to tell you, life is very unpredictable. I mean, goodness, we just don't know what's going to happen. But in the midst of all of that, don't rely upon, and Christians sometimes do this. I mean, we do. We start relying on something other than God. And we think, well, this is where I'll find my stability, and this is what I'll do. And, you know, I'll find my stability in my job, and I'm going to work all this overtime, and I'm going to put all this money in the bank, and that's going to give me stability. And some people with drugs or relationships, and that's not where we find our stability. We find our stability in God. So I guess number one tonight, if you're trying to find your stability or strength or your shelter in something other than the Lord, I'd encourage you to start thinking right up here and say, you know what? The only true rock I have is my God. Amen. As a Christian. But if you're here tonight and you just are very thankful tonight, I hope that you have an attitude of gratitude inside of you. Say, Lord, I'm thankful in this crazy old world. Every minute that I'm in this world, I know that I have a God that is stable, that is strong, and that can shelter me. Boy, that's good to know, because who knows which way this old world's going to go? Who knows how this country's going to go? But in the midst of all of that, who knows how our health's going to go? Who knows how, you know, so much I don't know. Actually, there's very little I know about the future. But I have a rock. So I hope that you're thankful and grateful for that rock. And if you're listening in or you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, let me tell you, you're missing something. You're missing this rock. You're missing this strength. You're missing this stability. You're missing this shelter that you can only find in the Lord by trusting Jesus as your Savior and what he did for you upon the cross when he died upon the cross to pay for your sins. The Christian life is a wonderful life. Really, it is. There's trials. But through all of that, I'm glad that my God, my Lord, is my strength, my stability, and my shelter. Would you bow your head for just a moment? As a Christian, probably one of two things I'd encourage you to do tonight. number one, if you've been trusting in something other than the Lord for your strength and for your stability and for your shelter, well, you might want to start by saying, Lord, forgive me. I've been trusting this, and I need to trust you. Ask the Lord to forgive you and help you to realize that he is truly our strength, stability, and shelter. Secondly, as a Christian, if you're here tonight and you just, on the inside, you're just like, boy, I'm thankful. Would you take just a moment as a Christian and say, Lord, I thank you that you are my strength. You are my stability. You are my shelter as my rock. Would you just praise the Lord for a moment? Just have a little praise meeting, a little hallelujah time in your heart right now to the Lord and thank him for being that rock. Lastly, if you're here, if you're listening in, you've never trusted Jesus, you don't know this Lord that we've been talking about, this God that we've been talking about, I'd encourage you from the heart and truly mean it. Would you call out to this God in prayer and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sins, and he is my Savior. If you mean that from your heart, you made that decision in your heart, you can have this same rock that we have. This same strength, this same stability, and this same shelter. Would you do that from your heart right now to the Lord? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truths of your word. We thank you that we have your Bible that we can study and look at. And Lord, be encouraged in our walk with you. We pray that tonight we've been encouraged in our walk with you. Maybe challenged a bit, but also encouraged that we have the God that we have, this rock, Lord, in this ever-changing world, we have a rock that is our strength, our stability, and our shelter. And we just thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name we pray.